Manager's Log, Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. The other day on National Public Radio, there was a podcast. They're talking about scarcity and the mindset. Well, found out that the scarcity mindset is not just an individual thing. Living in a community that has scarce resources, that has scarce opportunities, it becomes a community mindset, and how that affects what happens is another science. Some people call it economics, but the scarcity, why having too little means so much, is a book that was written by a Minnesota professor of economics, Senhil Milanathan. What happens to our minds and our decisions when we feel we have too little of something? Why, in the face of scarcity, do people so often make seemingly irrational, even counterproductive decisions? And if this is true in large populations, why do so few policies and programs take that into account? Scarcity steals mental capacities wherever it occurs, from the hunger to the lonely to the time-strapped to the poor. The cycle of poverty generally gets talked about as a problem other people face. Our hope, he says, is to get people to understand how easy it is to get caught up in it, even if they've never had that experience. So how can people escape the scarcity trap? And why does so much research matter? The answer, he says, isn't necessarily a shift in policy, but a shift in policy makers' perceptions. Typically, he explains, when the poor remain stuck in a grip of poverty, policymakers tend to ask, what's wrong with them? Pointing to the lack of personal motivation and ability. Really, he continues, do we as policymakers ask, what is it about this situation that is enabling this failure? Well, that strikes a chord. I'm going to have to do a little bit more research on this. A whole science and study of scarcity and how it affects the quality of life. My goodness. We might be onto something. I'll share more with you later. Thank you for listening.